Shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I am your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, what's up, Salty Saul? I'm here in, you know, it's time to buy some shares of Microsoft. You know what I'm saying? Good over in Pittsburgh, homie?
Not a damn thing. You know, lockdown's still crazy, but we'll talk about that. So let's get into this. The COVID hysteria continues. Fauci testified in Congress this week, and it gets heated right away with Representative Jim Jordan, man. He just went at him. All right, we're also going to talk about BLM/Antifa. It had several defeats this week, glorious defeats. We'll show you those videos. And Save the Children demonstrations. I don't know if you guys got to see this, but across the country, many demonstrations, the Great Awakening has gone mainstream. And where we go one, we go all. Finally, we're going to talk about the TikTok turmoil. The saga continues. Will it stay or will it go? We'll see. All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TheSaltyShow.com.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, I seen you guys were making a TikTok. Ladies and gentlemen, a TikTok will be coming soon. The official Salty TikTok.
Microsoft will be coming soon. A Microsoft will be coming soon.
Exactly.
Are they going to change the name?
But before we get into that, Heidi, what is going on in the news? What do you got for us?
So we were watching a movie the other day called Enchanted. It's been out for quite a long time.
At the very end
of the movie, there's a pop-up book like doing some recap of what kind of happened in the movie. Yeah. And as the pop-up book opens, it says Epstein's book.
Wait, what?
Yes. Yeah. So now I'm like being sucked into a rabbit hole because now I want to know how many of the characters' names like in the movie itself relate back to Enchanted.
I've never seen that movie.
It's called Enchanted. Yeah. So yeah, and at the end when the pop-up book opens and it says Epstein's book. So how many of the children in the movie talking about
life imitates art? I'm gonna show you guys this video. We're gonna get into this, and when we get into the whole COVID thing on this movie that came out, or this show that was out in 2003, one of their episodes, dude, talks about something fucking crazy, everything that we're going through right now. But I don't wanna jump the gun. Hey, marinate on that for a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What else you got, Heidi?
Yeah, it's more stuff coming up. So my kids go back to school tomorrow. First day back to school.
No, they're not back in school.
And wait a minute. And it's only costing Jeremy and I about $1,100 to do it because we have to set up a full classroom for them at home.
Wait, okay, don't you pay school taxes?
Yeah.
They're being homeschooled because the schools have closed here in Arizona and their particular district has closed until October 14th. But wait, there's more. Because if you read some of the fine print and you start reading what some of the schools are doing, there's a selection of kids that are going to be back in school probably before another selection. So we're going to start bucketing the children to determine whether or not they're in the right social class to be brought back into school with a teacher. So let's talk about what Doug Ducey says. If you're an IEP kid, what does that mean? That means that you are on a special learning plan.
Okay,
90%+ of those parents over the decades are worthless parents. And yes, if your kid's on an IEP, I'm sorry to be calling you out. If you're feeling angry right now at me, you might want to look in the mirror and see if you're guilty. And if you're not guilty, great, because obviously I know from teaching myself that there are some kids that just have a hard time learning and need some extra help.
Is that special ed?
Hold on. We're going to go there too. This is all part IEP and 504s. You can have some of that too. Their sped's different.
Because I have a question. Let me ask you this question, because I don't know how this is going to work. I've heard that it's starting but it's still at home. So is it really start? So let me ask you this. So is it the teacher's going to be connected virtually?
I'm going to go through that also. Oh, okay. So I'm going to tell you what Doug Ducey said, and then I'll just explain what my school is doing. Every school district gets to do something different too. You know, they get to determine it. But Doug Ducey says, so IEP kids, this is made up of two things. This is made up of bad parenting, and this is made up of good parenting, and the kid just has a problem learning. Right? Fair. That's across the board. Okay. Then you got your 504 kids, or I think it's 504, 501, whatever. Those are your kids that have medical issues, medical health issues. Like Connor was on one of these plans because of his diabetes. And so those kids can return to school. If you are a foster kid, you can return to school. If you are involved in the CPS, Child Protective Services, your kid, your family is wrapped up in there, you get to return to school. If you're a kid that's parents are teachers, you get to return to school. And if you are in the welfare system, you get to return to school. Okay. I just told you the kids that get to return to school. What are the majority of those children being raised as and within their family? Majority. Democratic children.
Probably liberal. I don't know. I can't make it. You can't make.
Oh, no. I said majority. I would like to see the numbers on this.
That's a blanket statement.
Okay.
Not knowing the data.
I'll find the data to make sure it can statistically show that. In the meantime, if your kid doesn't have a problem and your family doesn't have a problem other than they have to work, we're not going to cover that one though. That one, tough shit. You figure it out. You are to be schooled at home. The schedule is they will be on a Zoom like we are for 20 minutes with the teacher. So, yes, they're 20 minutes. These are my kids now. Mind you, this is my school district, my kids. 20 minutes.
The entire day?
With the teachers. So they have four teachers. They'll be on Zoom four times 20.
Okay.
Including a 15-minute social emotional learning Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Stop. Never mind. I think Laura's going to get a mask and let them go back to school.
What is the social emotional learning? That's a tongue twister.
We start tomorrow. I'll be more than happy to share again in a week.
Film it, please. Can you please film it and don't put the kids on?
Here's what I'm going to say. Because this is a double-edged sword and it goes on both ways. Because one, we know the public school system is broken, right? It's been broken for a long time. And I'm with you, Heidi. There's a lot of liberal policies that have broken the school system. Okay. So one of the silver linings, and this is one of those, the edges of the sword, is that this is going to keep kids away from being, to a certain extent, indoctrinated. So, you know, I see this as a silver lining. The next thing, though, however, is we're paying school teachers to what? For 20 minutes of time? Are they going to take a pay cut? You see what I'm saying? Like,
oh God, this is, no. You're not going to touch their
exactly.
pay.
Are you going to get a chunk of that money? Because now you're spending time out of your day doing their job. See, this is the, nobody wants to talk about the reality.
You pay school taxes.
Yeah, except that our taxes are going to, when they reopen, for these special selection of kids. Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. I get to pay for other people's kids. Is what it comes down to. I'm so sick of the disgusting government dipping into my pocket to pay for other people's shit.
You know what I don't think is right? The fact that now you, that not just you, but parents have to then now go spend more money to build a virtual school, a virtual classroom for them. Well, you didn't have to, right?
Oh, okay. The school did give used Chromebooks to the kids, so they do have a small laptop that they can use for their stuff and for their learning.
What about a chair? What about a table? What about a desk? Yeah. What about storage area? Were they supposed to just play with these books on their bed?
There's this pandemic, right? I know it kind of can tie into some of the other stuff, but this pandemic, like, you know what this proves? It's straight up. That there's never a good plan for if you shut everything down. This is proving if you shut shit down, nobody wants to go back. You know what I mean? Like, businesses don't, you know, corporate America is not opening their offices. Schools don't want to open. You can't go to a fucking goddamn supermarket. You can't go anywhere without a mask. You know what I mean? Like, even if a mask works, put everybody back in school. Right. If you're saying masks work and you can, you know, you see all these protesters and the numbers aren't going up, apparently they're all wearing masks. Put them back in school. Then the kids got to wear a mask for 8 hours. Good luck. Good luck enforcing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But But what we're seeing now is the minute you shut down and you cave, I'm going to say the word cave because you know what? Everybody caved into this. They thought it was a good idea. 15 days to flatten the curve turned into 139 days. And the curve has been flattened, but the numbers go up and people still cry.
Because the goalpost moves. The goalpost is moving. It was first to curve it.
They want everything closed.
Exactly.
This is the wave of the future.
DC said they're not thinking about opening schools until November 6th. Why? Because the election.
Exactly.
So the minute you say things can't open until November, okay, this is you are now toying with every little thing from a political standpoint.
Yep.
You could tell me that there's science behind this, but the CDC even said kids need to go back to school. So if everybody's going by science, the CDC that everybody loves, because they don't lie to people, got to go back to school. But now they're all saying, no, Trump's forcing the CDC to say that. You can't have it both ways, guys.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
there's only a selection of students that they're saying need to go back to school. You guys aren't reading all of the fine print.
No,
it's
I'm
only
reading.
A selection of the students that I just listed for you.
Yeah, Seattle did so. They're all doing something different where they break
they're
down.
This is what we are expected to see. Like, there are some people that I know that said that they're catching wind that the schools, at least in Arizona, that Doug is going to stand up and go, nope, forget it. Guess what? You guys all went all over the map with your different openings and your different structures from public school to charter school to private school to all of those. Here's the way it's going to be. And we're going to stay closed unless you fit into those categories of kids. You're going to stay closed to allowing students in.
And the reality of the whole thing is, This COVID thing doesn't even affect kids. This is like, I was reading posts from, because, you know, I'm inundating myself in the social media, and I'm reading posts of teachers talking about, I don't want to die. I don't want my kids. And I'm like, what world are you living in? Like, the stats don't even, the numbers of kids who are affected, let alone die, are so minuscule that it's negligible. It shouldn't even be considered. And yet we're acting as if this thing is killing kids. It's not, folks. It's not.
You know, if you have to.
Fucking crazy.
This is, you know, and I see this quote all the time and it cracks me up. If you have to take a test for something that is part of a pandemic, it's not a pandemic. If you have to take a test to find out you're sick because of something what we're ruling as a pandemic.
You would know if you're going to die.
You would know before. You don't need a test. You would know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The Spanish flu eviscerated, you know, annihilated population. You know what I mean? Millions. This is not killed. I don't even think it's killed maybe 1 million if it's actually registered correctly.
Oh, no, it's less than that.
You know what I mean? And if you actually look at the cause of death correctly.
Yeah,
not died of pneumonia, but you had COVID. You know,
if you look at the last pandemic that we had in the early 1900s. I watched this documentary, and here in Pennsylvania, dude, so many people died at once, and the hospitals couldn't even, people just died, that they did massive graves. Like, people were, to this day, they don't know who's buried where, because everything was just saturated. They didn't have the mortuaries, the morgues, everything, the hospitals, we're not there. We're not. In fact, a lot of hospitals are losing a lot of money because guess what? People forewent a lot of like surgeries and things like that because because everybody was preparing for COVID. Everybody said, oh, COVID's going to be here and we got to prepare. And you know what? Let's postpone all this shit. Meanwhile, again, the ripple effects of what we just did, people who don't know if they have cancer, who would have gone in and to take in that scan to see if they, now we don't know. You see what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
It was all for political reasons.
Right. Political. I mean, as with you, I mean, because we're, you know, with everything going on and our stance being more involved in the social media world and just really focusing on things, I saw, you know, there was a video posted today from a doctor, two doctors in Florida, and the doctor in Florida was like, you guys are being lied to. He's like, we already learned that the tests in Florida that these centers were lying. You know, they were saying it was 100, you know, 100%, and they found out there was only like 9.4%, 9.8. Okay. Then they're like, oh, the hospitals are saturated. They go, no. The reason why they're saying the hospitals are saturated is because earlier, 2 months earlier, they wound up laying half the staff off because they were preparing for, like you said, they're mm-hmm. all these hospitals were preparing for COVID. So you got to lay staff off if, you know, because they're not doing all the electives, right? So they're at max in a lot of these hospitals with with 2/3 of staff.
Empty
you know
floors.
What I mean? So it's yeah. like everything is everything's manipulated based on specific yeah. numbers, and nobody tells you the full numbers. That's why I say this is political.
I'm gonna get into this, Heidi, and I'm sorry to cut you short, but this leads into this conversation, mm-hmm. and let's cover this because
yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And it's the whole hysteria. No, the first thing that I'm gonna mention is, and this we were in the middle of the show when we realized that social media was doing this, and what were they doing? They started censoring these doctors because they considered it fake science or science that wasn't proved yet. But here's one interesting thing that I was, you know, as I'm looking at it is, okay, well, why are they censoring these doctors? Okay. And then you saw social media coming out with, you know, oh, this doctor believes is a crazy person because she believes in, you know, she goes to church and she believes
religious
these
beliefs,
ideas.
Yeah,
yeah. Religious beliefs. And I'm like, what is a religious belief? So you're saying that if you're a doctor, you can't go to church because a lot of people who go to church believe crazy things. We can't deny that. So are you saying that people who go to church can't be doctors? So and now. They won't censor people who believe that there are a million genders, right? They don't censor that. That goes way against science. They won't censor pedophiles who are out there fucking being creepers. And we'll talk about that. They don't censor Bill Gates, that piece of shit, who's not a doctor, and he's talking about vaccinating the whole planet.
The world.
The whole world. Let me show you this video, because this is freaking crazy, and I think you're the one who sent us this, Tim. And so when I saw this video, I'm like, why isn't Twitter, why isn't Google, why aren't YouTube, Google, whatever, censoring this guy? He's not a doctor. Right? Where did he get his degree? This is fake science. Look what he talks about. Look what he says. This should scare everybody.
In my lifetime, this will be the greatest economic hit. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected. You know, it's not the government who's saying, okay, just ignore this disease and, you know, people are deeply affected by seeing these deaths, by knowing they could be part of the transmission chain, and you know, old people, their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. And so you don't, you know, you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. There will be the ability, particularly in rich countries, to open up if things are done well over the next few months. But for the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
The entire population.
Are we in the fucking Twilight Zone?
Bro.
Yes.
Are we living in the Twilight Zone?
Yes.
These people are living in a different
reality. Yep.
What the hell?
And Big Pharma is exempt. Mm-hmm. To anything bad that happens to you by taking these vaccines because they're being rushed.
This is ridiculous.
They're exempt.
This happens every year. Why all of a sudden does the world have to crumble for this? This is stupid.
We've mentioned this
before. So we have a friend
in the last episode. Hold on. Let me see. We mentioned in a few episodes ago, we mentioned this. Now, if you go back a year, just a year, and this guy, Bill Gates, was in a panel of people talking about overpopulation of the planet. And how do we fix that? He said specifically through vaccination. I'm not making this shit up. So this guy's all about population control. And now he's funding a lot of this research, who, by the way, Fauci it sits in the board of whatever this research that he's doing. So this is why they came against COVID, because a drug that's been out there for 60 years that works, that, by the way, you know how I know it works? And I'm going to show you this video. We'll get to it. 2003, a show comes out. Now, when a movie or a show comes out, a lot of times they want to keep it as realistic as possible. They'll do the research into the science. into the medicine of it. And they were talking about, dude, I'm not making this shit up. In this show, so there's this virus called Corona. I'm not kidding, dude. And guess what the solution was? Guess. Guess what they called it. Chloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I think they just called it chloroquine.
They just called it chloroquine.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, there's too much coincidence, guys. This has been planned. And about a year ago, or I'm sorry, 3 years ago in 2017, Fauci came out and said, oh, Trump will definitely go through a pandemic. How did he know? Unless this has been planned. They planned all this.
So before you play the video, so there is also something ironic to this. For SARS-1, you know, SARS-CoV that happened back in 2005, you know, the esteemed and credited Dr. Fauci came out and said, hydroxychloroquine is the cure and the vaccine for SARS-1. This is SARS-2. What's the difference? You know, like, why was it good for that and not good for this?
Right. Exactly.
His exact words in his article that was published. That's why even Stella Manuel.
Yep.
She was even saying, she's like, this was from his study. I'm not making this up. This is from Dr. Fauci. That's why, like, I found this and he kept trying it. But anyway, back to
it's all money. So I'm going to this is a little long. I'm going to play for you that maybe the first few, maybe 20 seconds of this. And then I'm going to go forward to the end where they talk about the solution. But again, there is so much parallel. Again, life is imitating art here. And this is unbelievable. By the way, the show is called Dead Zone, 2003 episode.
All right. What's going on?
Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious. It may be fatal.
We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
Well, until I come up with something better.
Alt, no. No, you cannot lock the school doors.
This is for your family's safety.
Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure. I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth with this little Q-tip. We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there. International flight to China? That's no coincidence. Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
And the enzyme, this virus, the virus when they were
so the chloroquine.
The malaria.
So the chloroquine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzymes.
Oh,
welcome back, you damn fool.
What happened?
We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually.
Okay. So, first of all, your mind should be blown because the parallels to real life are, I mean, you can't deny this. Now, again, so chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, a derivative of this, has been out for obviously quite some time. The writers of the show, they did the research. But what the fuck, right? I feel like we're being lied to. And an article from 2017, like I was saying, shows Fauci saying that without a doubt, Trump would face a pandemic during his administration. Question, how did he know? Now, hydroxychloroquine has been out for a long time. It's shown to be beneficial for flu-like viruses. That people who've researched the facts, right, they know this. Yet all the social media platforms right now are banning doctors, right, that are prescribing them, acting as if they're prescribing some unknown drug that's going to kill people. So this is again, we need to be alert on this. This is political, and a lot of people are being woke. And the reason I say this is because we're seeing protest after protest, and I'm gonna get into that. But before I get into that, so Dr. Fauci goes to Congress. That should be a movie. Dr. Fauci goes to Congress, and he doesn't respond. When asked and pressed on, do protests increase the spread of viruses? Dr. Fauci, I love Jim Jordan, dude. Jim Jordan destroyed
him. Let me tell you something. Jim Jordan, dude. I love Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
Right? But I personally think, like, if I ever had to talk to that guy, I would want to punch him in the face. You know what I mean? Because this guy, you think I talk fast. This guy's just like, blah, 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 and he's just quick. Like, you do want to just, like, tell him to shut the fuck up. And Fauci's face definitely was in his face to say, shut the fuck up, dude. Well, it made sense. And I get what he was going at.
Look,
but
here's why I like what he did. Because if you go back to when initially this happened and Dr. Fauci felt sure about himself, number one, this guy's been wrong at every turn, right? He was saying, don't wear a mask. At first he was saying, you know, this is not going to be as big. You know what I mean? Like, so he was going along projection models, you know, about how much he's been wrong at every fucking turn. And so he's being pressed on this because the United States is following your policies, Dr. Fauci. You're the one who's recommending a lot of these things. Okay. And so his words have weight. And so I'm going to play this. I'm going to let you hear what he can't answer directly.
Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus?
I don't think that was a hard question. You know what I mean? I'm so fucking done with this guy. Yeah. He's so fucking... Yes!
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of...
See, again, this is a false... He doesn't answer the question because that's not what he's asking. He said, should the government attempt to, right? And so he's being facetious here. He's being a little fucking weasel with the question. He's not answering it directly. This is why I'm done with this guy. He's a fucking fraud.
Kinds of recommendations. You made comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking you, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said, there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty, protesting, over another, practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement, that avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are, because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd. When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not wearing a mask, that induces the spread.
It's a simple question, doctor. Should we limit the protests? Government is obviously limiting people going to church. And look, There's been no violence that I can see at church. I haven't seen people during a church service go out and harm police officers or burn buildings. But we know that. I mean, for 63 days, 9 weeks, it's been happening in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one night in Chicago, 49 officers were injured. But no limit to protest. But boy, you can't go to church on Sunday.
I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but I've never
said this is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, and I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah, I'm not going to opine on limiting.
So this obviously goes on with this. He can't answer directly, right? If he was an honest person, he would say, you know what? Yes, we should try to limit as much of the crowd, because what's more important, Dr. Fauci? But here's where you know where his political views, right, overlap with his medical views, and his political views surpass that. And that's why he can't answer this, because he would rather see the protest than not, because he knows that the virus is not as deadly as they're selling it out to be.
The only answer Jim Jordan wanted. Yeah, he could say, you know, should the government prevent it or anything? But if he would have just said, does protesting help cause the spread of the virus? Simple yes or no answer. You know, when you go, well, I don't want to live. No. Does protesting, well, large gathering. Is protesting a large gathering? Yes. Does large gatherings help the spread of the virus? Yes. Okay. So protesting helps cause the spread. Well, no. You can't. A large gathering is a large gathering, whether you're wearing a mask or not, because you're saying a mask can help, but it's not the end all be all. Because, you know, might stop a droplet here or there from his March interview, you know, and this whole thing about mask, it might stop, but, you know, he's real confident that it might stop a droplet.
Right.
So everybody's saying that Trump could have stopped the outbreak and 100,000 lives could have been saved, but you got this guy saying, don't panic, don't wear masks, go live your life. So if you're supposed to trust science, this is the guy that we're supposed to trust.
Right.
You guys all say Donald Trump is not a scientist, is not a doctor. Why are we listening to Donald Trump? Well, when it's convenient for you to say this is Trump's fault, it's Trump's fault. But Fauci, if he's the one that it's listen to Dr. Fauci, don't listen to Trump. Well, Dr. Fauci said this. Well, Trump should have still did it anyway. Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Time out. You know, Trump should have did a nationwide mandate of mask mandate. When he was talking about shutting down the East, you know, the tri-state area because of the outbreak, they all said, nope, you cannot do that. Federal government cannot cannot shut us down. That is a state's decision. So Trump said, okay. You know what I mean? So you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Right.
You know, that's what's the beauty part of America is that, yes, the federal government gives guidelines, but the states have to follow it. Every state can do it their own way. That's why this, honestly, this is why there's outbreaks here, outbreaks there, none here. Some do it good, some do it bad, but as much as everybody goes against Arizona, Florida, and Texas because they're swing states, you know, we got to push them for the, you know, CNN crew.
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a whole
add
fucking lie.
Up, but again, add up the amount of deaths in Florida, Arizona, and Texas. It doesn't even compete
with that's the number
New
that
York
matters.
Altogether.
And that's the number that matters.
By the way, I did my research while we were all talking. I found 4 sites that support my claim to the majority of. I just want to make sure I wrapped it around. Because a lot of people are listening and pissed still. But, they're like, that fucking Heidi.
But my thing is, the media is so like, oh, Cuomo, he handled it perfectly. 32,000 people died.
Yeah.
32,000 people died. 3,500 people died in Arizona. I think we handled it pretty fucking well. So, and we opened early.
Another piece of evidence that this is all, we're all being lied to. And so this past week was the funeral of John Lewis, the House representative from Georgia. And hundreds attended. Okay. Now, but it's okay, right? Basically, it's at a church, right? We're shutting down churches. Okay. We're shutting down churches because it spreads COVID. However, for a representative of Georgia, God rest his soul, the D.C. mayor exempted everybody who attended this from the restrictions, the quarantine restrictions. Families can't attend their loved ones' funerals, but politicians
go to the hospital.
Politicians are an exception. This is a disgrace. Rules for thee, but not for me, is the motto of the Democratic Party.
There are families that are being told, I know this firsthand with somebody dear to me. He has been told that he has to wait until next year to bury his mother.
What? When are they stalking her?
He has to wait a year to bury his mom.
When they throw the body?
She's from California. Gotcha. And so it's, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. All I know is they have told him he has to wait until next year to have the funeral to lay his mother's body to rest.
Can they even do an open casket after a year?
I don't know the answer to any. God, I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. You would decompose, right?
I could not. He is so appalled and mad and angry. He's like, how do I say goodbye to my mom? He says, not to mention it was bad enough that the hospitals wouldn't let him come in to say their goodbyes. And she was supposed to go home under hospice care and die at home. And they would not even release her to do that. And she was not sick with COVID. She was not. Old lady with other health issues, and they told him this was just a couple weeks ago. He has to wait a year.
Anybody that votes for a Democrat, if you vote Democrat and you've had these stories, shame on you, because you know what? This is going to get worse. Sorry. I got Democratic friends. I don't give a shit. If you vote, this is what you get. If you are okay with this, this is what you get.
A few years ago, CNN, Trump got like two scoops of ice cream and the rest of everybody. I don't know what event this was. The media went crazy over Trump getting two scoops of ice cream and everybody else getting one. I'm not kidding. CNN had this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And here we are treating people differently that belong to the Democratic Party. But this wasn't the worst of this funeral. The worst part about it was Obama gives a eulogy at this event. That is probably one of the worst eulogies ever given. I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen to this.
Oh,
Obama is a vile, despicable human being. Okay, I'm saying this. I'm gonna let you hear what he says, and keep in mind, this is not a political rally. This is not a Biden rally. This is not for re-election.
It's a funeral.
This is a funeral. He's giving the eulogy for a funeral. What the fuck do politics have to do with this? And I'm gonna let you listen to this piece of shit. He's a piece of shit, bro. I'm so fucking done with this party.
To discourage people from voting by closing polling locations and targeting minorities and students with restrictive ID laws and attacking our voting rights with surgical precision, even undermining the Postal Service in the run-up to an election that's going to be dependent on mail-in ballots so people don't get sick.
Because they know Biden can't give a speech. He's right, doing the campaigning for Biden.
But again, this is at a funeral.
Has nothing to do with John Lewis's death.
They are at a church. First of all, no one is social distancing. So what type of privilege is this? Okay.
They have a mask.
Now, this is double
He's
standards.
He's not wearing a mask.
This is double standards that prove that this Wuhan hysteria has been a lie this whole time. Okay. Because that's what they're trying to do, right? Mail-in ballots. Mail-in voting, because they know they can cheat with this, and they've been caught every single time. Mail-in ballots. Oh, we got new mail-in ballots that we missed. Oh, guess what party they favor? Dun, 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 the Democratic Party. So get the fuck out of here with your cheating. Now, again, bro, people have not been able to visit their sick parents in hospitals, but this shit is okay. Fuck out of here with this bullshit, dude. I am so livid at this nonsense. And again, the whole thing has become political. It is political. Look at this. They're nobody's social gathering. I mean, they're social distancing. Everybody's.
It's more than 50 people.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the shit. What he said is stuff that you should not include in a eulogy. Imagine if Trump had said this.
Oh, right?
Imagine
shit.
If Trump had said this. They would have called him everything under the sun. So you know what I say to this shit? Gloves off, motherfuckers. And they also did this at the McCain funeral, if you remember. They politicized it, and it was pathetic.
Yeah.
They create division and turmoil, the Democratic Party. So, yes. And this is why I'm done with these cocksuckers. If you can protest in person, then you sure as hell can vote in person, Democratic Party.
How else would you protest?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm using this the foul language, but I'm livid. I'm mad. I'm mad that this party gets away with this shit. It's special treatment, dude. And it's a disgrace.
A eulogy is meant to honor the person. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to talk about him. You want to talk about how he, you know, I didn't catch everything. I mean, obviously, yeah. I saw this part, but I don't even know if he talked about how essential he was to the civil rights movement and what he stood for. You're supposed to honor the guy, not campaign for Joe Biden. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, don't get me wrong. Obama is he's a good speaker. No, there's no qualms about that. I get it. That's why we all voted. Well, a lot of people voted for him in 2008.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, but he's a good speaker. Good, gets you up. A lot of conservatives all said, I got to hand it to Obama. One thing about him, he's a good speaker. Mm-hmm. He gets you like, yeah. But it's a eulogy, not a campaign speech. Joe Biden, he can't even fucking remember what Jimmy was in. What a fucking guy. He's just that was down the road. Oh, my God. You're a fucking... I feel bad for the guy. Yep. I feel bad for... It's weakened at Bernie's. Joe Biden is weakened at Bernie's. AOC and all these guys got their hand up his ass and Bernie Sanders and they just... Bah, bah, bah. People don't like Bernie. Man, don't get me... All right, I got to stop.
Anyways, going up this and the world is watching this. And they're catching on. There's a great awakening happening.
They're not dumb.
Yeah, they're not. There's a great awakening that's happening. And I'm gonna show you videos of different protests throughout the world. Some related to COVID, others related to child trafficking. And however, one of the main common themes that a lot of these gatherings have is that they're very, pro Trump. And the first one I'm gonna show you is. This is a protest in Canada, and I'm going to let you hear what they say. This is in Ottawa, Canada. Everybody's waving Canadian flags, screaming, "We want Trump." So the world is waking up to this, and I saw another one of these, not this video, but there's another one that said, Trump 2020, stop the bullshit. And that should be Trump's theme for this round. Dude.
Was in New York, by the way. That was I believe that was New York or Florida this weekend.
I'm going to show it, though. I'm going to show it.
I wonder if Trump in 2024, when he's done making this country great again, if he can go to Canada and run for... The prime minister? What do they have?
Yeah, you got to be a Canadian.
You have to be Canadian. Okay. I was just wondering, but you know, he could go run another country for the next, 4 years after that.
All right. Now, this other one that I'm going to show you, Tim sent me this one, and this is actually beautiful to watch because this is a protest out in Berlin, Germany. And they're protesting.
Before we play this video.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we play this video, there was two reasons why I sent this video to Nelson and a bunch of other people. One was because it was 1.7 million people protesting that COVID is a fucking, this lockdown and COVID is bullshit, okay? The second reason why I sent this video, okay, was because the New York Times had the audacity to say, oh, only 17,000 people, which was a lie, conspiracy theorists, anti-lockdown, and neo-Nazis. I'm getting sick and tired of this neo-Nazi bullshit.
But that's what they do, Tim.
If you don't agree with fucking goddamn liberals, you're a fucking neo-Nazi. I'm sorry. You're not a neo-fucking-Nazi. You know what a fucking neo-Nazi is and a Nazi is? People that fucking support the fucking ideals of those fucking parties. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm not looking to burn fucking people and annihilate a whole group of people off the face of the fucking earth. I'm sorry. No. That's not... We include everybody. Democrats and liberals, these fucking crazy people, it's only if you agree with them they like you. If you disagree, all they do is screech at you. That's all they do, and you don't understand. They get on a megaphone, and they want to fight. You want to pick on old people? Great. When those old people step aside and people of your own size and your own age step in, you're going to get fucked up. You're going to get fucked up, okay? You can pick on old people all you want. An 80-year-old person, yeah, they're defenseless. You're going to get fucked up when we start showing up.
Oh, yeah.
because we ain't gonna play. We ain't gonna fucking deal with this shit.
And I think, there's a great awakening that's happening because, you know, as Heidi was mentioning earlier, there's a block of Hispanics from all across the Americas who are now, and you see this, Tim, you know, in our group chat.
Oh, I see it every day.
People posting, and I see it on TikTok all day. Minority, and I'm talking Hispanics, Blacks, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, everybody posting videos saying, we're done with your lies. And so let me first play this video here. And this is, again, glorious to watch. Berlin is done with the lockdowns. And look at this. This is a massive crowd of people. And this is just one angle of this. But there's video after video of people just done with the lockdowns and the lies and the tearing of the economies for political gain. And as Tim mentioned, this is the article, this is the tweet from the New York Times. And they said, 17,000 people and neo-Nazis. You know what I'm saying? Like they're liars. And I think people are catching on. Now, there was also something very similar, protests across the United States. And here is one in New York City. And I want to show you this because the irony of this video is just palpable.
What's the matter, right? Explain yourself. Talk to a black man, right? What you're talking about, Black Lives Matter? Let me hear your outline.
So the guy speaking is a conservative, and he's being confronted by you'll see what he's. Who gets challenged by?
I see a white lady holding a sign up, right? And that says, my life matter, right? Because I'm a black man.
If you look at the opposing side, they're all white. They're all, this one guy's carrying no lives matter until black lives matter. And he's trying to debate a black guy. this is how you know the liberals have lost the narrative. They are trying to push their leftist agenda cloaked in the BLM movement, but people are catching on.
This one was the best one of the weekend.
So now there's also, actually, this is a different one. I don't know if this is the one you mean, but Brandon Straka, the guy who started the Walk Away movement, also is having events out in California. And, you know, it's just a bunch of people who have recently walked away from the Democratic Party. These are new quote unquote converts who are screaming, walk away.
It's deep.
Yeah. Now, I like watching videos like this. And the more I want to be involved as much as I can. And I feel like we should try to participate in things like this because this is good. This is good for the country. When was the last time you saw something like this for Biden? You see a lot of BLM. You see a lot of Antifa stuff.
You see it every night in
Nobody,
Portland.
But nobody's carrying signs that say Portland. Joe Biden, right? Nobody's motivated.
They don't like
for
Joe Biden,
guy.
By
they
the way.
They don't like him. Exactly.
A lot of them don't want to vote for Joe Biden. That's what people forget. So Brandon Straka, he is a gay conservative who walked away from the Democratic Party, I think in 16 or 17 or something like that.
Yep.
Started this movement and it's been picking up steam ever since. He went to Baltimore 2 weekends ago, I think. Yeah, about 2 weekends ago. This last, yesterday he was in Saturday, July, August 1st. He was in Sacramento. And I believe next Saturday, they're taking over LA. And the reason why I want to say this, I know you're going to probably play this video, is L.A. had a massive sex trafficking rally, anti-sex trafficking rally.
Yeah, we'll get
over
there.
The weekend, as with a lot of other cities.
Yep,
that thing was massive.
Yep, I'll show you that. Mask.
No, if he gets that same crowd, you are now looking at Northern and Southern California with this man. I've never seen anything like this.
Telling you, dude.
I've never seen.
I'm telling you, I think
play
Trump,
videos, yeah.
I think Trump is going to break 50% of the Hispanics. I think he's going to get 60% of the Hispanic vote. You heard it here first, bro. Because person after person that I know, everybody's coming out. You know what? Like I'm telling you, now that I'm posting more, I get messages from people. You know what, man? I've been kind of quiet, but I'm done. I'm done with this. Because I think the lockdowns, I think the riots have woken people up. People who normally would stay quiet or wouldn't even participate are now saying, "This is an important election, and if we want to save this country, we need to be involved." Now,
so I got a question. You think that 60% of Hispanics are going to switch over? Would that be what percentage of those do you think would just be, well, I don't like what's going on, so and I don't want to vote for Biden, but I don't want to vote for Trump, so I'm just not going to vote at all, versus, no, screw it. 2 years ago, I would have gone with Biden, and now I'm going with Trump.
Yes. I think it's a lot of converts. I think it's a lot of people who are now walking away. They've seen, because the Democratic Party used the Hispanics during the whole cages bullshit, turned out to be Obama's cages, and now Trump has changed that. And Hispanics are realizing, it's like, wait a minute. The Democratic Party dropped him like a bad habit. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as this issue, they realized, okay, we're done with this. They went on to the next issue. Now it's the blacks. Oh, we're trying to get the black vote. Oh, it's this. They're done. And again, like I'm telling you, dude, Hispanics who normally would not have been telling me this are now sending me messages on Instagram, text messages telling me, hey, man, you know what? I like what you're posting. I like what you're doing. And a lot of them are still quiet about it. You know, they haven't come out, but you know, I'm hoping to have a couple of them on the show. By the way, I'm trying to work that out. And I've told them, you know what, you can use an alias if you're afraid, you know, because the line of work that they do, you know, they would lose a lot of clientele. So, you know, I encourage them, you know what, come on, say your opinion. And this is, I never saw this before. Anyways, I want to stay on this topic on COVID, and I'm going to just show you this one more video. And this nurse is at an event where she's questioning the New Jersey governor or the government of New Jersey. And she asks a poignant question that I think we all need to ask ourselves. And I'm going to let her ask it, and I'm going to emphasize on the point.
Has it become our governor's job to maintain our health? Somebody tell me, when has it been their job to get rid of a virus in your home? When did that happen? That's not in their job description. Nope. However, the governor decided that no one was going to be using hydroxychloroquine to treat this virus. So when you came into a hospital and you couldn't breathe and you were short of breath, and you're begging us to help you, as a nurse, I had nothing to offer. I had no medication. I couldn't give you anything once the rules were set. That was a disgrace. That is why the hospital rates went up. That is why more people died unnecessarily, because no one was able to get treatment.
So she asked a very important question that is a constitutional question. Because they are the local governments and the federal government is overreaching in their authority when they tell people that for your health, you're going to have to start implementing this. Because some governments are telling people to even social distance within their house. You know, you've overstepped your bounds. People clamoring for doctors to be the arbiters of medical information, like these, the government, and yet they have no problem, like I said earlier, with Bill Gates advocating for vaccinations, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, double standards, dude. Double standards. And she makes, I think this point needs to be said over and over again. It is not in your job description to be that. That is up to the citizen whether or not they want to risk that, right? And it's crazy. Health over everything. That's the society that we have become. And I think it's an important question that we need to ask ourselves. Some people will say, oh, no, the government should control. Really? Really? You really believe that? That's a scary thought.
The worst. Yeah. The worst institutions in this country are run by the government. They are horrible at everything that they try to do. and you need to get them out of as much as you can.
In looking at some of the, you know, the teacher union demands, they want more federal money.
Of course.
When union, every time I hear more federal money, no. Look, why do we need more money? Why, like, hold on, pause. Like, let's look at what we're spending. Okay, wait, why are superintendents making $500,000 a year? You're not that important. You know what I mean? It's a public job. You know, to me, a teacher's more important than a fucking superintendent. You know what I mean?
Right.
Take some of that money away from the superintendent, give the teachers a bump.
Right.
It is a respected profession. They got to deal with a lot of shit and they got to always keep up on training. Superintendent's a fucking manager. Mm-hmm. And the half of them are corrupt and they don't give a shit about their kids. They care about their numbers so they get more government money so they can have 35 secretaries.
You know,
you ever look at some of these superintendents, how many secretaries and then their secretaries have secretaries? Get the fuck out of here.
Tim, you make a great point because if these Democrats really believe in the socialism that they preach, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all these motherfuckers, they would say, you know what? I'm going to make as much as the secretary makes because that is the way to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really believed your ideas, why not spread the wealth? Why not spread your wealth? Please start with your own salary. Inspire us. You know who
Bernie
actually,
Sanders.
You know who
Perfect
really,
example.
You know who exactly, he's got fucking three homes. Now, you know who really does that? The guy who they criticize as being selfish and President Trump. He forgoes his salary. He donates his salary, right? That's a man who is being charitable, right? Because he can, right? But not these motherfuckers. Oh, no. I need my millions. Fucking Nancy Pelosi.
They gave themselves a raise in the middle of a pandemic.
Time. Even when she cries, she's surprised. Now, I'm going to show you one number, a graph here that puts this whole bullshit to rest. And for the listener, I'm showing a graph on the COVID deaths per day in Sweden. And if you look at this graph, this is Sweden. Sweden, they didn't social distance. Sweden didn't even use masks.
They didn't even shut down.
They didn't shut down. They did nothing.
They did protect the elderly.
They didn't go crazy. Yeah. And to this day, they're not wearing masks. But look what they did. Look at the numbers. Now, this is a clear example of the typical seasonal flu.
But they don't have as many people. But they're not on top of each other.
Yeah. Anyway, this should lay to rest all the lies of Dr. Fauci projection models. Your projection models were fucking made by Bill Gates.
But we got to save every life. We got to save every life because, one person gets sick and they die. Oh, my God, it's Trump's. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. By the way, guys, I am salty today. If you guys haven't noticed, I am a little salty about everything that's fucking going on. And this next topic, it only contributes to that. And all I want to say is fuck the NBA and fuck their Marxist sucking dick bullshit, because that's what they're doing. I'm seriously done.
Ratings are down. So
with sports and as they should be, because they're pissing on Americans right now. They think that they can shit on America and Americans are going to watch. No, they're not, motherfuckers. No, we're not. We're not going to watch. And look, same with the NFL, because as soon as the season starts, I know they're going to pull the same goddamn bullshit. Anyways, now, before we get into that, I do want to say that a win for freedom-loving people in the world. The Missouri Attorney General dropped all charges on Bonnie and Clyde this past week.
You know why, right?
Oh, explain. Yeah,
wait.
Go ahead, tell us.
So, obviously,
well, first of all, explain who Bonnie and Clyde are.
So Bonnie and Clyde are Ken and Karen, the two, people.
I thought you were talking about the real Bonnie and Clyde that were killed like 100 years ago.
So, wait, what? The McCloskey, I can never say, the couple from Missouri that pulled out their
defended
guns,
their
that
household.
Defended their property.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, okay.
So the AG,
Bonnie and Clyde,
that wanted to freaking, that had the police raid their house and everything. They dropped the charges, but dun, dun, dun. She is actually being investigated as we speak due to, you know, using funds to go on vacations that she shouldn't have. So, but here's the deal. They just came out and said all her conversations with George Soros, because this is a Soros affiliated AG. He paid a lot of money to get her in. They have requested all communications she's had with him.
That's a win-win.
I guess she's going to delete
because so in a lot of these cities, a lot of these AGs are. Soros put a lot of money into a lot of these AGs in a lot of these cities.
Wow.
To, you know, they got a very, over the last couple of years. So she's been in for 3 years.
Wow.
She had one of the biggest drug busts in Missouri happen. She let the guy go. You know why? She didn't like how the cop looked.
What?
No bullshit. There's a laundry list of shit with her, and it's all catching up now. It's all catching up.
Hey, she'll be suicide. Sometimes,
so a lot of this is going to, this is all coming out at the right time. Hopefully.
Sometimes you go looking for things and sometimes things fall in your lap. And I think this is one of those where it just fell, you know, fell
she
on
pushed.
Our
lap. She pushed too much. I posted a lot of that in our private chat.
Okay. So Antifa right now is, if you guys didn't know this, they're burning Bibles in Portland. I'm not lying.
Last night was a cross.
Oh, really? So, like,
they had a burning cross.
Let me place a parallel in history here, because, and look,
where's Black Lives Matter being livid with crosses being burned? Like, come on, so, where's that at? Because that had symbolism in the history, right?
Bro, yeah, exactly. With the Ku Klux Klan. Now, but I'm just gonna show you this video here, because again, this is Antifa. Who's cloaked under the BLM movement, but we know it's Antifa or Antifa, whatever they call themselves. And they're in the streets right here, guys. They're burning books. I mean, this is from George Orwell's 1984, man. This is in Portland.
Where are they getting the Bibles from? Are they there? Did they go buy them to burn them? Or
Jeremy, I don't know.
Did they break into a church and steal them?
It's a symbol here. All right,
they're vandalizing churches. They're making a statement. Are vandalizing churches.
Churches.
But that says the Holy Bible there. Now, we all know that this is where leftist movements lead to, right? They go hand in hand, and I don't like making this parallel. But this happened in Nazi Germany on the path
for
Hitler gaining power. I'm not making this shit up, guys. This is, if you look, this is the parallel. Okay, there was a post, Germany, 1933, Portland, 2020. Now, here's a message that I want to say, because I know Christians today who are adamant Bernie supporters because he feeds the poor. Bullshit. So to any Christian today, and I'm not talking about the once in a year, you know, go to Christmas or whatever. I'm talking about the faithful every day at church on Sunday Christian who still supports this party. Okay. Who still supports the Democratic Party, who one tried to remove God from their Democratic platform a few years ago. If you remember this, they booed God because they had to vote at their national convention, if they wanted to keep it on the platform. I'm not lying to you guys. This shit happened. At their Democratic convention, they voted on whether or not they were going to keep God in their statement. Number two, to any Christian out there still voting, the Democratic Party supports abortion, supports ending life. Okay? What are you still doing supporting them? Number three, recently, and Tim, you might remember this, recently, they came out saying that they believe Jesus is a symbol of white supremacy.
Yeah,
I'm not making this shit up, guys. This is what
Joe Biden is saying, that kids need to learn about Islam in schools. They spent years getting church and religion out, you know, Christianity out of schools, and now they're talking about they want.
Yeah,
kids to learn. Well, I heard that. I was like,
"Correct me if I'm wrong, but Jesus was born in the Middle East, right?"
Yeah,
he's not white. Where do you get off saying he's the symbol of
white? Dude, AOC.
He's not even white.
Dude, that is their narrative. Everything. There was a Catholic fucking statue that AOC looked at. He's like, oh, that guy like died of like leprosy and all this. She's like, oh, that's a symbol of white supremacy. Like everything to these people.
It's all it's racial.
That, you know, like the AOC.
Based on
everything
race.
Is based on white supremacy. And yeah. The, holy shit. What they're trying to do is destroy the middle class. That because by destroying the middle class again, that's how you get to do socialism and communism. A middle class is the difference between the rich and the poor. That is the balance. That's why it's in the middle. Because on the bottom end of the middle, you lean more towards poor. And on the higher end, the upper middle class understands rich. So they're the balance. You take away the balance, and they've been doing this for years. But it started coming back. So now you got to eliminate that shit to... How are you going to tell if 50 million people aren't employed, they're going to... You can sell them on communism if you win and socialism. Be like, oh, we're going to take care of you because Trump destroyed you. And they're going to be, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's the...
You know, so but
they thrive on this, man. And so my message, again, because I wanted to put to a point here, is to the Christians who still want to support the Democratic Party, I say this, wake up. Wake up. The party has left you. The party has left you. They're burning Bibles, guys. They're burning Bibles.
If you support this, you're part of their party.
Now,
if not, they're coming for you after the election.
A lot of people will come out and say, well, this is Antifa. No. Guys, this is happening in downtown Portland, and the local government, all Democrats, top to bottom, are doing nothing to stop this. They're doing nothing to condemn it. I haven't seen anybody come out and say, this is wrong. We don't support this. None. They're all quiet. And this is
not even the president-elect.
This is despicable.
Or the...
Yeah. Exactly.
The president, you know, whatever.
Now, I'm going to move on. I'm going to pivot a little bit, but stay still with Antifa. Antifa right now has been making... They've been making efforts to go into rural areas, to go into towns, to go into suburbia. And it's not going well for them. And it's really not. This first video that I'm going to show you here is actually glorious to watch. So they go into Colorado City in northern Arizona. This is Antifa. And, you know, these small towns, they're not going to put up with this shit, guys. You're not going to see light of day if you decide to go out here and pull your stupid shit. And this video proves it for the listener. Colorado City in northern Arizona goes out and sends the cavalry, and it's a bunch of law enforcement folks who are breaking up Antifa with their horses, and it's beautiful to watch.
This is the silent majority that people are talking about. That once they start showing up, this is the people that are going to fuck these people up.
Oh,
so this is in Colorado. What?
No, this is in Arizona. Northern Arizona. It's a Colorado City.
It says Colorado town runs Antifa out of
Colorado City.
No. It's a Colorado City.
It's a confusing headline. It says Colorado City runs Antifa out of town, but Colorado City, Arizona is the name of the city in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's not only here. This is also in Austin, Texas. Send out the cavalry, folks. It's beautiful.
This was great.
This is in Austin, Texas. Horses. Police officers and horses. They are basically heading towards Antifa, who are blocking the street, a major street. And the horses are not going to stop. It's just not going to stop. Look at this. This is beautiful.
I think one of them kicked somebody.
They just, the horse is just like, come on, man. How much does a horse weigh?
1,200 pounds.
1,200 pounds.
And now if one of these idiots winds up hitting that horse,
oh yeah, oof, you're done. It's like hitting a police officer.
Stampede. Game on.
Exactly. Now.
Yeah. So it's government property.
I
Googled it real quick. The adult horse is between 840 pounds and 2,200 pounds, depending on the breed. So, 1,200 pounds probably. Good luck stopping that.
So, I was going to show you guys a video. Obviously, Instagram censors it because it was actually very funny. This video that I wanted to show you was a guy, an Antifa guy, who was protesting out in the streets. A guy driving a big old semi, You know what people do. They surround the semi and they start hitting and everything. A guy gets caught in the front of the trunk, in front of the hood.
And Florida.
Was it in Florida? He gets, and the guy is driving on the freeway, dude, going at least 50 miles an hour. And the guy is clinging for life. And people are recording this shit. And as people are recording, they're laughing, of course. And the guy is screaming, call the cops. Call the cops. Call the police. The guy's like,
we defunded them.
Yeah. You were just protesting to defund the police. Get the fuck out of here. They just recorded.
I just sent it. I just sent it to you because Fox News has the video.
Oh, dude, it's hysterical, man. You gotta see this.
I don't know if it's going to be a full video or what. Oh, I love it, dude. I mean.
Let me pull it up here real quick. Hold on. This is it.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God. Hold on. Let me remove my.
Florida be like, what the fuck?
Is he naked?
No, his clothes is falling off because he's going so fast. His clothes is like riding up. Keep watching. It's beautiful. Keep watching.
They don't look like they're going all that fast, but he's swerving left and right trying to get him off the truck.
He's going pretty quickly. At least 50 miles an hour.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
He's trying to stop. I have a roll.
He's like, call the police. He's clinging off for life, this guy. Dumb fuck. A dumb motherfucker.
You realize, like, if that guy shakes him off, he's gonna get run over and die.
He's an idiot,
man.
He
climbed up there, the idiot.
I don't know why he just pull over and beat the shit out of him.
Slam the brakes on and have him throw off.
Well, the truck's like that, but you can't slam on the brakes.
Oh, yeah, he'll hurt himself.
Still, so what? It's on his fucking
fault. But this is the thing. They're losing their mind. They think this is okay. Because you know why? Because in May, they didn't stop it. And they allowed it. And they were like, yes. We got to, you know, all these people, you know, all these mayors and, you know, stop the police.
This isn't Florida, though. Florida.
Bullshit.
I'm asking. That was Florida. So Florida was condoning the behavior. I don't know.
There's a lot of liberal cities in Florida.
It's a liberal cities in Florida that allow this bullshit.
So the minute you take a knee, look, I'm all about justice reform. So, you know, there's issues that need to be corrected in this country.
In liberal cities. In liberal cities.
Right.
Right.
But there's things that need to be resolved. We know that. But once you take a knee to the mob, you own them, like Louisville. So I was telling Heidi and Jeremy before we started the show, in Louisville, BLM is now going into the businesses in Louisville and demanding that they get 1.5% of the take.
Profit.
Yeah.
So like
of
mafia?
The profits. They got to do diversity training and hire people. Oh, yeah. So now, so this is what I was saying. This is going to cause a big problem because the Cubans now in the area, because they fuck with a Cuban restaurant. Oh, yeah. They're going. Oh, yeah. They're out. They're responding now.
They're going to regret that.
You're not going to extort businesses, small mom and pop businesses. That's mafia shit. Okay. You want to play mafia? Okay. You think people are going to just sit back just because there's militias and people with guns? Everybody in these places have guns. But the mayor took a fucking knee to the mob. You can listen to the mob and say, what do we got to, you know, okay, how can we work together to resolve some issues? But the minute you take a knee and they run you. They own you, homie.
That's why you don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah. The minute you take a knee in anything, they say the minute you take a knee, you know, bend the knee. You know, we reference 300 all the time, Game of Thrones.
Yep.
You bend the knee, this is what happens. Oh yeah, this shit in New York.
I'm gonna show you one more video, and this is this motherfucker attacked a firefighter. A firefighter. Okay?
He fucked them up.
These guys, the firefighters, are out to put fires. They're not even law enforcement. They're trying to do a good thing, and this guy attacks, and he was an off-duty firefighter. And now when he gets arrested, this guy, this piece of shit. You'll see, and I love watching this because the stare down from the firefighters is glorious. You can tell that each one of them just wants to tear this motherfucker up for what he did.
So before you play it, backstory.
Go ahead.
On this. So what happened was the guy was an off-duty firefighter. he was going to a deli or a store or something like that. And the group of kids, it was like five teenagers, they were fucking with an old lady. The fireman was like, the firefighter was like, the guy was like, guys, cut it off. They kept doing it. They're like, knock it off. So they took it out and they beat the fuck out. They broke his teeth, everything, because they mob ruled him. You know what I mean? But now they got the video of the kids and they made the arrest. This is where this is the interesting part.
I love this. They want to devour this guy.
And the kid was only 15, 16 years old.
I don't give a shit.
Try him as an adult.
I don't give a shit, man. No,
but this is...
I don't give a shit.
I agree, Jeremy.
You can beat a guy up and break his jaw? No, I'm done, bro. You're not a kid anymore. You're not a kid anymore.
I hear you, man. This is running rampant in all these cities, you know, and especially, you know, New York is big right now.
And liberal cities encourage
this. New York.
Liberal cities encourage this. New York they don't put an end to this bullshit.
The stats don't lie. The stats do not lie. In Minnesota, I sent this out to you guys and I didn't send it to you guys. The Minnesota PD sent a letter out to the citizens saying, crime is up, carjackings and everything. We cannot help you. Listen to the criminals.
Give up your wallet.
If they go to jack your car, let them jack your car. If they go to rob your purse, your cell phone,
That wasn't the worst part of it, Tim.
Rob you.
That wasn't the worst part of it, what they said, what they advised. They said, do as they say.
Yeah, that's what I said. Listen to the criminal.
No, but I'm not saying, like, listen. There's a difference between listening and doing what they say.
Do as they say,
As they say. The fuck? No way. Fuck out of here. And, oh, God. Okay, look, we need to move away from the subject because we're the clock here. But I want to get into the whole, there's an awakening happening now. About a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, we did the whole Q episode. And when we first talked about this, it was hitting mainstream, right? Because this was in the dark, not necessarily dark web, but, you know, in those boards that are not, you know, out mainstream, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. But now this has become mainstream, and it's this Q movement of the whole Save the Children. There's a new hashtag going around called Save the Children. And a lot of people are waking up to this pedophilia thing that's been going on. And we've seen demonstrations all over the country for this. And in our group chat that me and Tim have with some friends and family, and we're seeing a lot of demonstrations going around in the country. So this is becoming mainstream and more people are waking up to this. And I want to show you this video.
Anybody that knows me knows that I've despised Donald Trump since the elections, way back 2016. Like I legit registered that year just to vote against him. Who would I vote for? Stupid. I voted for the lady who's in the motherfucking sex trafficking ring, y'all. Everything the media has ever told us has been nothing but lies, you guys. I was so fucking wrong about a lot of shit with Trump. I was also wrong about Hillary, but I mean, I haven't liked Hillary in a couple years anyways. But just doing my own research on shit, y'all, the media portrays Trump way worse than what he really is. If y'all did your own research, you would understand that. He's the one stopping the sex trafficking ring.
Now, the only reason I'm showing this video is because there's a hashtag that's been going on for a while, maybe since the beginning of the year, that's gotten just exponentially more popular, which is the Great Awakening. And this is what I'm seeing happening, especially because I'm on TikTok now and I'm just being inundated with this stuff. And this is just one of the videos. And this is everywhere. More people are saying, guys, there's something's going on. Now, she goes on to record on a separate video. She goes on to record herself. She literally had a bumper sticker that said impeach Trump on her car. And she goes on to remove it. And But this is not isolated. This is picking up steam. And this is a good thing to watch because people are saying, hey, there's a pedophile ring that we were not aware of. Now, we watched the whole, you know, of the fall of the cabal. And Jeremy, I'm with you. There's a lot of fucking crazy shit on that. But those first few five episodes, which I encourage everybody to go watch, show something that I think shed some light into these people who are in positions of power, wealthy people, rich people, who felt that they were invisible, who counted on Hillary Clinton winning. And now that Trump is in office and Trump is not, again, I saw a graph on the amount of people that have been arrested. I'm talking about human trafficking shit. Trump has arrested or the Trump administration has locked up more people in the first 2 years than the whole Obama administration and during this whole time. So he's going after these people. And people are looking at these numbers and they're saying, okay, there's one guy who has been saying this all along. Even in 2015, there's a video that came out. He's being interviewed by a news organization. And Trump says, oh, yeah, Clinton, he's got a lot of things to worry about with the Jeffrey Epstein Island. This is before it was mainstream. This was, you know, like people were talking about it in the, you know what I mean? Like in isolate in forums that were unknown to the mainstream. Now this is mainstream and people are watching videos of Trump saying this shit. And they're saying, oh, my God, this guy knew. And now he's in power. He's going after these motherfuckers. And the numbers don't lie. And so. It's gotten so mainstream now that I'm going to show you a video. This is in CNN headquarters, okay? Demonstrations across the country, okay? There was one in, I think, where in Arizona was it, Tim? Because one of our friends went out
Phoenix.
There. It was in Phoenix. But it was, like, in Phoenix. Was it downtown,
downtown Phoenix?
Okay, so downtown Phoenix. Yeah. But this was everywhere. Like, I was on TikTok, and I'm watching videos everywhere across the country. There were LA, New York. People are protesting this shit, and they're saying, save the children. This is the hashtag that's going on now. Save the children. And now a group of them went into Hollywood, California, in the CNN, at the CNN, one of the CNN buildings. And this is what they're screaming at CNN, at CNN building in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Save the children.
So what are these protesters expecting CNN to do?
Now, hold on. But let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question, Jeremy. Do you think CNN covered this?
CNN didn't cover it like they should have. That's what they're in there doing. CNN is so...
No.
CNN has not covered
this. This is happening at CNN Hollywood studio.
Right.
Do you think CNN said, we have a group of people at our building, crazy... Do you think they covered it at all?
No. But my question is, why are the protesters in the CNN building?
Because they won't cover
saying
it.
Because
CNN's not covering
it. There's no cover.
They're demanding
to cover.
Yes.
All right.
The only thing that's been covered with any of this fucking Jeffrey Epstein shit that happened with Ghislaine Maxwell and they unsealed a shitload of documents from 2015. Okay. That implicated and had sworn statements from these victims saying, Bill Clinton raped me, underage, raped me. FBI had emails not answered, blew them off. Okay?
Okay.
So that came out Thursday night. These protests were on Friday. Okay? A lot of this info has been out there. Okay? The only thing CNN has covered, and most of the MSNBCs and all this on this Maxwell shit, has been the fact that Donald Trump said, I hope she's well. That's the only thing. That, oh, you see?
Yeah.
Because they're saying that these people are crazy. The comments that people were leaving on these protests were disgusting. They're like, oh, bunch of Q people, conspiracy theories. This doesn't happen, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They're covering up for Trump. Trump is the one raping kids and everything. And I'm just like, I scratch my head. Again, almost 20,000 people have been arrested from this administration because it's a key thing. But Donald Trump is the cover up for 20,000 arrests. He's protecting his ass by allowing.
This is the name. So, like Tim says, you know, because these people, they want to cover it, but the flight logs, because if you remember, CNN is not covering this, guys. Okay, and it's gone mainstream. They covered a BLM movement that was smaller than this. Okay, so they're hiding it. And here's what I believe. When all this fucking pedophilia bullshit gets exposed, because it's looking more and more like this is there's some validity to it. A lot of evidence to this. We're going to realize that guess whose watch this happened under? Bob Mueller's watch, the director of the FBI. Oh, and he's the guy who led the investigation into the Trump impeachment whole thing. Now, here's the reality, and this is something that we're all going to face as a country, and this is going to shake up the country because this motherfucker needs to be investigated on why they ignored a lot of people who were coming on saying, guys, Bill Clinton was at this island, right? Now, there's a complete media blackout, like Tim says, that Bill Clinton was involved because those records were released. Let me finish this thought, Heidi, I'm sorry. There's the records that Tim was talking about that were released that implicates Clinton having at least two girls. There were sworn testimony that Clinton was with two young girls at this Epstein pedophile island. Now, remember, this piece of shit denied even ever being at the island. He denied ever even being there.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Exactly as he said at that time. You know what I mean? Like, we know he has a pattern, right? So we all know he had been there. We all know this. I mean, this is in the flight logs. They're revealing this shit. But yet, if it had been Trump, this would have saturated the news cycle. It would have. You know this. It would have. A picture. They were showing a picture of him with fucking. But however, the flight logs show him being there, but they didn't want to cover it because the media is complicit in this whole thing, and they are not going to cover anything that implicates liberals. What happened to this whole believe women shit? There's a woman who testified under oath, and crickets from Hollywood. And this motherfucker has been there at least 25 times. The logs show that Bill Clinton was at this pedophile island 25 times. What was he doing there? And on multiple times, he was there without the Secret Service.
I thought it was more like 40. I thought I read somewhere it was like 40
I'm saying
times.
At least 25 times.
Aren't,
yeah.
They're saying that there's at least 25 times. And again, sworn testimony, at least without his security service, who could have probably, said, hey, yeah, we were there. Why would you go there without your secret service?
Oh, dude. Yeah. This whole thing is, I mean, gay. Alan Dershowitz was included on this and now he came out and said, no, she's lying. Dude, Stephen Hawkins apparently was on the island. I don't know how he can do anything to anybody, but you know,
it doesn't
whatever.
Matter. He's got a lot of money, man.
No, but he's also, yeah, but the names are coming out and there was a piece of it that wasn't supposed to be redacted. That was. So now the Miami Herald is trying to figure out why some of this was redacted when it shouldn't have.
Bro. Look, when I was researching this, and of course my mistake is going to Google, but of course, Google, the Google search engine, is one big excuse-making machine for the fucking pedophile Democrats. Because if you just search, a simple search, Epstein flight logs, do it on your computer right now, Heidi. Search for Epstein flight logs, and it's going to bring you numerous fact-checkers about how all these Hollywood types were not on the flight logs.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
However, you know what I'm saying? Like, so they're covering this shit up. Now, here's my question.
I have
one question. I have one question. Let me just get this question out. Where are all the people? Because if you remember during the Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch hearings, the people who were clamoring, saying, believe all women. Where are these people? Where are the people who were saying Trump put kids in cages? Now we have fucking pedophile rings. Where are they clamoring for reuniting these kids with their families? They're fucking silence. Where are all these Hollywood PSA commercials telling us what we need to think and what we need to do on this issue? They're silent. They're fucking quiet now. Pieces of shit. They're involved in this yeah. shit. And I'm sick. The more I look into this, the more I realize there's something fucking weird going on. And the fact that Tom Hanks now feels that he needs to go somewhere else because it's getting hot in here, Tom Hanks, isn't it, motherfucker?
So, and you know, this whole censoring shit that we've talked about forever, there's been a hashtag going around for like the last 3 days, like Bill Clinton is a pedo or something like that. Over 239,000 hits. They are shadow banning it. It was saying it was ranked 27, yeah. 28. Some people were showing it as number one. It's not even on the list. How do you have 239 hits in 3 days and it's not trending number one? Or whatever. It's amazing.
Like, Tim.
They are trying to ban it.
If I search for Epstein flight logs, show me the fucking flight logs. I don't want to see how this is wrong and everybody's like accusing. No. I search for a specific thing. Epstein flight logs. That's what I want to see.
I'm not asking for a fact checker.
Google feels that they need to give me a fact checker before I can fucking see the flight logs. This is the insanity that we're dealing with. This is the fucking cover up. And so for me, when you start covering up, you're showing your cards. You're showing that you're hiding something.
Look at the two biggest things going on right now. Okay. Coronavirus and sex trafficking. People aren't saying that sex trafficking is a big thing. It's a huge thing. It's a huge fucking thing. And if you don't think it's a huge thing, then you know what? You're an asshole. You know what? It's huge.
It is huge.
People forget the reason of build number one, the reason of building the wall, it's not to keep Mexicans out of here. It's to help stop trafficking and drugs, okay? Coming from the South. Because if you look at it, we see social media is very telling when people start telling you how shit really works because they know because they were involved in a lot of this shit. Okay, well, hold on, let me finish. And then, so you have that, okay? What are the two things being censored like crazy right now?
The COVID stuff.
Sex trafficking?
Doctors and the COVID, yeah.
So hydroxychloroquine, which is a cure, most likely. If you're putting this much effort into stopping anything related to Epstein and Pizzagate and everything and trying to debunk it and debunk hydroxychloroquine, basically you're really trying to cover up some of the biggest shit. I'm sorry. If it was a hoax, why are you even giving it time of day? Why are you giving it time of day? Because people are going to believe it and actually want to demand it and get healthy and prove that you're lying?
Yep.
Sorry. It's a cover-up. If you're putting this much effort to ban shit and to fact-check it, stop.
Look, the point that I wanted to make about... So people were up in arms about kids being separated from their families, quote-unquote. But something that nobody wants to mention is this. The reason that those kids were being separated from their quote unquote families was because they wasn't their family. Okay? It wasn't. These were kids who were being brought into the country and they were caught with an adult who was not their parent, who was not related to them, who had nothing to do with them. And that's why they were separated. And so all these protests about people saying, we're separating kids from their family. No, because their family's nowhere to be found. These are kids traveling alone with some fucking adult who's not related to them. That's human trafficking. But people don't want to see this. People want to believe a narrative. People want to believe that Trump is a bad guy who hates kids, but they don't want to see the reality. And the reality is that there's a human trafficking problem and that Trump has arrested more human traffickers than his predecessor in the last 2 years, than his predecessor did in 8 years. And that's a reality. But it's too much to research. I don't got time. Get the fuck out of here. Then shut the fuck up. Now, I want to talk about one more thing before we close the episode, because we're now on 2 hours. Oh, shit. I have to cut this episode. But I really do want to talk about this. And the only reason I want to talk about this is because this is something that is... it's a TikTok turmoil, okay? Because I mentioned in the beginning. Now, so in the last week, Trump has been... Actually, he's been suggesting this for a while, that he was going to ban TikTok. And dude, everybody fucking lost their mind. Like, everybody that I follow on TikTok posted videos saying, goodbye, here's my Facebook, here's my Instagram, here's this, here's that. And I'm even seeing videos of people fucking crying, bawling their eyes out. Oh, I'm going to miss my TikTok community. Now, so what's going to happen with TikTok? We to this point, we don't know. There's at least 45 days that, you know, things are going to continue happening. Now, I believe that Trump's approach to this is for lack of a better term, it's kind of a gangster move, in my opinion, because he kind of he sets himself up to be some kind of a hero. And let me elaborate that, because he came out threatening that he was going to ban TikTok. But I think his underlying goal was that he wanted TikTok to be sold to an American company and have American control. Because first of all, let's not forget the fact that China, and I'm showing you guys something here, list of sites that that China blocks. And do you guys see my computer?
Yeah.
This is everything that China blocks. China blocks Google, YouTube, Facebook, Wikipedia, Microsoft, Netflix, Zoom.
Did I say Dairy Queen?
China is blocking. It says Daily Motion. Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
It did look like
it's blurry. It's blurry.
So they block Queen. Google. They block YouTube, Facebook, Wikipedia, Microsoft, Netflix, Zoom. So TikTok is blocking a lot of. China is blocking a lot of American social media companies. Okay, and Trump threatens to block one. Or up to this point, it's now three, but one social media giant, and everybody fucking loses their mind. Oh, he's a fucking dictator. He says, no. You know what a dictator looks like? Just do a simple Google search and look at what China blocks. China is blocking every American social media company from being able to service China. Okay. So go ahead, Tim. What are you going to say?
No, so I was going to say, I got to laugh because, you know, for months, people have been talking about this before Trump even mentioned it. Okay.
Yep.
So there's this guy, David Hogg, right? This guy, you know, literally hates Trump, everything. March 20th, this is why I love the internet and how people are so quick to fucking just, you want to talk shit? Okay, bitch. So March 25th, right as the pandemic began, TikTok is a national security threat and should only be used to call out the Chinese government who controls it for their atrocities and human rights abuses. Seriously, y'all, memes and jokes are fun, but downloading the spyware of an authoritarian regime is not. Okay? Same guy, August 1st. Imagine being so scared teenagers are going to vote you out, you ban one of their top, because of, you know, you banning one of their top platforms of communication. So wait a minute. So in March, before Trump could say the sky is, this proves it.
Yeah.
And this is why, because Trump knows what's going to happen. He's going to say stuff, going to get people talking, and then they're going to start bringing out everything that the people that they love all said to fucking do.
Yep.
What changed? You said to get rid of it, call out China's abuse, but now China gave us the virus, and now nobody calls out China's abuses. The same people will not call out China's.
Thank you.
It's almost like the flip switch, and they said, here you go. China's handing out money to everybody.
Now, I just want to mention a few facts about this because, again, I'm new to the TikTok world, and I want to thank all my followers because, dude, my account is just literally blown up. I'm putting content out there. By the way, guys, we're going to start posting shit as a group, and you guys need to follow us on TikTok. If you don't have a TikTok account, at least get it. It's going to be out there for at least 45 days. Follow us. We're going to start putting out some content. Now, here's interesting facts about TikTok. It's one of the most downloaded apps in the last two quarters. A majority of them are teenagers. 40% are teenagers. There's about 611 million people who have downloaded this from China alone. And India recently banned it. 150 some million in the US. Now, there are some benefits to this application, right? If you don't have it, you know, if you're new to this, again, it's fairly new to the United States. It's just recently skyrocketed. It's different than a lot of the apps out there. Whereas, for example, if you're on Instagram, you have to follow people in order to get the content. Same with Twitter, same with Facebook. The difference with TikTok is it works on algorithms that, in my opinion, benefit small content creators. And the videos that get the most reaction are the ones that are going to be, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be viewed. And so one of the things that, after everything that's happened over the weekend about, you know, Trump threatening to ban it, you know, does it hurt Trump? Does it not? You know, because there was a lot of debate on whether or not Trump would suffer from this. You know, a lot of people were, you know, because I saw a lot of people going live streaming, a lot of people posting videos saying, you know, this is a bad move for Trump or this is a good move or whatever. But here's my opinion. Is it going to hurt Trump? I will say yes. If it eventually gets banned, I'll say yes. It's going to hurt Trump. But however, it's among the demographics that can't vote or are not going to vote either way. You know what I mean? Like, these are kids. Kids are not going to make time to go to the polling booths. They're not going to make time to register. They just don't. Year after year proves this. Kids are not involved. And I laugh because, you know what I mean? Like I said, I saw countless videos of people fucking crying about TikTok going away. So now, here's what we know so far, that apparently there's going to be a deal that Trump's given, 40 days? What was it? How many days did you say, Tim?
45 days.
45 days Trump is giving this ByteDance, which is the Chinese company that owns it. They're giving them 45 days to sell ownership of this, of TikTok. Now, the idea is that they're going to give it to Microsoft to host and basically protect the user data. But the goal is to have another company own the operations of the app. Now, TikTok has been around since 2017. And I remember when I was in Snapchat, I'm getting like ads to add TikTok. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck this is. I don't even want to know. I don't want to get on it. Now, one thing that I believed helped TikTok skyrocket, because it really has skyrocketed, guys. Like, this is a phenomenon. Is the one thing that helped it was obviously the pandemic, this whole COVID virus bullshit. No, it
you
really
call it the pandemic.
It really is because people were sitting around doing shit. You know, like, oh, what are we gonna do? Hey, you know what'd be cool? Let's fucking TikTok. Let's do a video because I see
those stupid dances.
Yeah. And all these videos, they just went viral. And apparently, this is what I'm hearing based on what I'm reading is that there's an effort to ban other Chinese applications out there. I think Huawei, ZTE, which are companies that are leading the whole 5G implementation efforts right now in the United States. Mm-hmm. Because the United States feels that these companies are stealing user data. Now, this is the whole 5G technology stuff. I think it's a smart move by Trump administration to ban this stuff because we don't want Chinese companies, really. We want Chinese companies to be implementing the 5G technology in America. No, get the fuck out of here and allow that. China doesn't China doesn't allow American companies on their soil. Why would we? You know what I mean? Like, this is where the whole, like, you know, for Milton Friedman would have disagreed with Trump. Now, Milton Friedman was an economist, and he believed in the whole opening the market for the world. I think that's a bad move, especially when countries like China don't play by the rules. China is not playing by our rules. China steals our intellectual property. They steal our ideas. They don't play by our rules. So we cannot let them get a stronghold in the country. So even though I was sad that, you know, TikTok might have gone away, I understood why it needed to happen. But however, if it goes to an American company, I can see, okay, at least an American company owns it and it has, you know, it has to go through the American system in order to be able to operate. Now, one thing is for certain. The U.S. leads the world on matters like this. So this whole Trump threat in shutting down the whole TikTok thing, once the U.S. makes a decision to take measures against these Chinese companies, you'll see a flurry of other nations. They're going to start doing this, the same thing. And in my opinion,
They already are.
India, look at it.
Australia is looking at doing it too.
Exactly. So in my opinion, if this happens, if they make a deal, they sell it off, it's a win-win for everybody. And it's a win-win for the user community. It's a win-win for the administration. It's a win for a lot of these big companies, because it looks like apparently it's going to go to Microsoft. Jesus, I hope that it doesn't go to Microsoft, because guess what? They're going to fucking make it a business app. They're going to put it in their business app suite. It's going to go the way of, what was that?
They're going to Microsoft it.
Fuck out of here. Yeah. I don't want that shit to happen. All right.
Like Yammer.
All right. So,
you know, I'm still mad at Microsoft about buying Nokia. I want my Nokia phone back, man.
They fucking killed it, right?
They did, man. Just sell it back to the. Is the Finnish? Sell it back to the Finnish. Finnish. Let them build handsets again because they were awesome. I miss my Nokia phone.
I do too. I owned a Nokia.
Yeah, I miss that.
Okay.
You know, I got to let before we sign off.
Go ahead. No. I have a couple few fun. Oh, we're going to end it on a funny note, but go ahead.
All right.
No. Do your thing.
All right. So I'm going to end on a high note or a happy note. For some reason, this is my couple's goals here. When I saw this, this fucking made me laugh. Of course, I'm on the whole TikTok world, but this is fucking hysterical. And I can kind of see Jeremy doing something like this.
Wait, what?
So this guy scares his wife all the time.
Babe. Oh, this shit is hysterical.
I just peed. Oh, shit. Oh, my God, Matt. Seriously?
Shit.
Matt.
Just
kill me, my...
So my buddy does this to people all the time.
This is what? Jeremy.
This woman's got a problem.
This is Jeremy.
He's standing there. She walks around the corner and she loses her shit.
I guess you don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, it's just
camera.
Filming the reaction. But like,
yeah.
Wait, if you walk into a door, like if you walk into
he could be
a room,
wearing a mask. He could be in the dark.
Dude,
he could be...
sometimes I don't know that Rocco is in a certain room and I walk and all of a sudden he just pops out. I'm like, whoa, where did you come from?
I don't know why you're thinking that he's
downstairs or in my room, but like
that reminds me of Halloween of 17 when you were at the house and Laura scared you coming out of the bathroom and I caught it all on video.
It's like you know, like when you come into a room out of a room, like you're not thinking that somebody's sitting there like fucking hiding out to scare the shit out of you.
She was in costume and everything.
It wasn't the costume that scared. It was just like, oh, somebody's in here. Like, you know, because it catches you off guard. Because what if I was like picking my, you know, scratching my balls or something? You know what I mean? Or picking my ass.
Somebody came out of the bathroom and she didn't know, or he didn't know she was there.
Oh, yeah, that was fucking punch somebody in the face.
Oh, there's a
those
bunch
are the best
these,
ones when people go to scare and they get punched in the face. Those
there's
are hysterical.
There's a bunch of these husband and wives or boyfriend girlfriend teams that are doing these kind of videos, and I am in tears laughing at some of them. Oh my god!
That means you got
wonderful.
A lot of time on your hands.
All right.
Oh no! So, it just that's what I see. So
here's one that really this video made me laugh, dude. And this is a guy. Now that he's being forced to wear a mask, I could get on board on doing this type of shit at a fucking store. And I'm going to show you this.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I went to Walmart. They wouldn't let me in because I didn't have a freaking mask.
Oh,
you so won. I told them to go to hell. But some nice lady should give me a mask. And since it's a cool one, you got to get one. You don't even have to put it behind your ears or nothing. It sticks right to your face.
Oh my god!
What?
No! No! Go to hell! No!
Masks, you even put disinfectant
that's
on
that's not disinfectant! Oh, that's disgusting!
Oh, come on.
So for the listener, Heidi, I'm going to let you describe it.
Oh god, we lost
it. It's a maxi pad with blood on it.
A maxi pad, full maxi pad with blood on it. Well, it's not blood, obviously. You know, it's right. painted it's like, on yeah. there, but it is in the appearance of a bloody, you know, dirty mask.
If I walked into a store,
pad.
If I walked into a store and somebody said, "Sir, your mask," my bad, and I just put that on, I really would want to see their expression.
It covers his nose.
Yeah, I did. You did.
Dude, so I was at Sprouts today. So I'm sitting in line, right? And the lady's like, "Sir, I can help you over here, but as long as you put your mask up." I was like, "Oh my god." It was an old lady.
What do you mean put it up?
Because when I wear my mask, I wear my mask like I'm a do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
So like I always have it like falling off. And I'm always acting like, "Oh my god, what's going on?" So like I always make sure to like cover my mouth because that's what everybody's really afraid of. But she's like, "Put it over your nose." I'm like, "God damn it."
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and soon TikTok. We're going to start posting at The Real Salty. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time. All right, bye.
Bye.
Guten Tag.
Save the children.